Perhaps you've seen a bunch of crazy, cool-looking sculptures around Campbell River or the Comox Valley and wondered, hey, who's making them? Well, I'm now joined by the creator himself, Alex Whitcomb from Drifted Creations. He's the one responsible for those driftwood sculptures. And I believe the first one I saw was the raccoon.
Peabody is his name, Peabody the Raccoon.
Okay, so first off, right off the bat, I got to ask you, how do you choose your names for your creations?
That's actually my lady friend. I pass that all over to her.
You don't get any say in it?
No, apparently not.
How long does it take to do one? Because some of them look really intricate and others look like, you know, I don't know really what goes into it, to be honest. So
they're all different. It all depends on if we can find the right pieces of wood, how much wood goes into it, how intricate they are, you know. Yeah, the bears that I did for Shelter Point Distillery took quite a while, probably about 3 weeks to a month, just to find all of that wood. I mean, the big mama bear, that was a lot of wood to go into that one.
So do you get your inspiration? Like, do you choose what to create after you find the pieces? Or is it sort of like you go out there with your set in mind going, okay, I'm going to create like a mama bear and a couple cubs, so I got to find pieces that look like this?
I'm just looking for my particular kind of pieces that I like to work with, right? Like these gnarly, twisted, with as much character as I can find. And then I just go from there with an idea.
So how long does it take to make one of these?
Well, yeah, it all depends. If we can even find the wood. I mean, last summer, the beaches were actually getting pretty bare for the type of wood that I like to build with. I mean, there's still a lot of driftwood on the beach, but I had kind of picked it clean for the quality and, of the wood. So it took me a little longer to actually find the wood.
So I know a lot of artists, when they make something, whether it be like a painting or a sculpture like the ones you make out of driftwood, they kind of treat them sort of as their babies, but then you just go and create them on a beach and then just walk away like it's nothing.
Oh, I've kind of always done that with my art. Create paintings and just kind of walk away from them. Do chalk art and just like wipe it all off after. I don't even really sign my work. I really enjoy just leaving them on the beach for people to stumble across and enjoy.
And has the community been pretty good with that? Because, I mean, if you leave something like that, say, in a major metropolis or, like, downtown Vancouver or something, you know, people are either going to steal it or they're going to vandalize it or...
It's been really good. Really good. Actually, really respectful. We've only had one incident, and that was with Egbert the Alien over in Powell River. He was there for a couple months, and the theory is that either someone took him or... his buddies up in the sky came and picked him up.
He went home,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
Any chance you can give us a hint on where your next creation is going to go? Maybe the Comox Valley somewhere?
Probably focusing on Campbell River, because that's where the driftwood is. Okay. I may make it down to the valley.
Is there like a map or something or somewhere we can find out where all your different creations are right now?
Yeah, on Facebook. I got a Facebook page, Drifted Creations. There's a link to Google Map there, and they're all pinned on that one.
And they're all sort of in and around Vancouver Island?
Yeah, pretty much just from Colwood up to Campbell River.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. Can't wait to see what you come up with this summer. You can follow Alex on Facebook and Instagram at Drifted Creations.